Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night air across Israel is warm and calm. In Tel Aviv, clear skies prevail, while Jerusalem enjoys a peaceful night under the stars. Haifa experiences a light breeze, making it a pleasant evening to be out. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the UN halted evacuations in the Strait of Hormuz after a ship was attacked by Iran earlier this hour. Also, according to Israel Hayom, President Herzog has called for the implementation of the Trump plan and the disarmament of Hamas. This was stated at a memorial ceremony earlier today. Also this hour, Ynet analyzes that Trump's recent agreement has inspired optimism in Hezbollah. They demand a complete withdrawal of Israeli forces. Separately, JNS reports that under pressure from Trump, the Senate reversed its stance on Iran war powers earlier today. And finally, from Forward, tensions between Netanyahu and Trump have reached a breaking point. This development follows decades of political alliance. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guards used agents with ties to Australia to target Jewish sites, according to Australian intelligence. Visegrad 25 reports that French-Palestinian MP Rima Hassan traveled to Lebanon to oppose peace efforts with Israel. Her actions have drawn significant attention given her controversial political stance. Mark Dubovich, an influential voice on Middle East policy, writing now, criticized certain political figures as hypocrites without naming specific targets. Let's go deeper, starting with the Times of Israel's report on the Strait of Hormuz. A U.S. official confirmed Iran's Revolutionary Guards launched a drone at a vessel. The attack has intensified regional tensions as Iran demands control over shipping routes. This development could further strain international relations. Turning to President Herzog's statement reported by Israel Hayom, he emphasized the need to disarm Hamas following Operation Protective Edge. This aligns with the broader strategy to stabilize the region. Herzog's remarks could influence future policy decisions in Israel. Meanwhile, Ynet's analysis on Hezbollah's reaction to Trump's agreement highlights a shift in power dynamics. Hezbollah sees the agreement as a victory, demanding Israeli withdrawal. This reflects growing confidence among Hezbollah supporters. In related news, JNS notes the Senate's reversal on the Iran war powers vote. This follows strong pressure from Trump to maintain U.S. involvement. This decision could shape U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Finally, Forward's coverage of Netanyahu and Trump's strained alliance. This marks a significant shift after years of close ties. The evolving relationship may impact Israel's diplomatic strategy moving forward. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business warns of high costs at beaches for non-locals. The disparity is significant between locals and visitors, affecting tourism across the country. Separately, CTEC reports on Navina's industry insights. The company's chief people officer notes a challenging environment for attracting top talent, emphasizing long-term recovery strategies. And finally, Ynet Business highlights SpaceX's recent stock decline. Market signals, including Fed rate hike concerns, have led to a significant drop in shares, affecting investor confidence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.